Well, we are into the holiday season now, and the new year is approaching. Jack, what legislation do you think will be pushed through before January 1st in Lansing?
Well, it's not at all clear, Christina. I think the governor has the redo of Blue Cross as a priority, and also his personal property tax legislation. This is, of course, reducing taxes on business personal property. But it's also interesting to me whether there'll be any push at all for a new emergency financial manager law, or emergency manager law, I should say, for Detroit as the situation continues to deteriorate there.
Now, Detroit is also scrambling to make some financial decisions before the end of the year. The city is facing a likely $18 million cash shortfall next month. And the city is having a difficult time trying to come to an agreement on how to avoid this. Help us understand what's been happening lately and if you think a solution will be made soon.
I'm not sure that anyone understands the motivation of city council, Christina. This isn't just a normal cash shortfall. If they don't get this money, they're not going to be able to make their payroll. And this is something that could topple them over into bankruptcy or an emergency financial manager or something. The city council and the mayor are at loggerheads. The two plainly have open contempt for each other. The city council needs to approve a $300,000 contract with the Miller Canfield law firm for the state to release $30 million from a bond sale that the city needs. The city's unwilling to do that. There's sort of a Keystone Cops element. The meeting was illegal anyway because they posted notices of it inside a locked building after the building was closed for the holidays. And so there's not a whole lot of common sense going on here. And it's pretty tragic. It's pretty clear to all parties the consent agreement hasn't worked. And the only question is, what happens next?
Well, and Jack, and we've heard this before, that Detroit is going to go broke.
We've heard this before, and it was forestalled narrowly in early April by the consent agreement, under which the state gave the city some money to keep going, and the city agreed to make some reforms, and the reforms have never happened. So unless the city gets its act together very fast, the choice will either be some kind of state takeover or a federal bankruptcy judge, and most people think the latter is a much scarier prospect in terms of the state's bond rating, et cetera, than some kind of emergency manager would be.
And Jack, let's stay in the Detroit area. The area surrounding the Motor City might become more savvy with public transportation in the years to come. The city of Troy broke ground this week with its $6.3 million transit center. And yesterday, the Michigan Senate approved legislation to create a regional transit authority for a large portion of southeast Michigan. If both of these plans go through, how are they going to affect the entire state?
Well, this is a rare flash of good news, both these things, Christina. The Troy Transport Center was sort of controversial. The former mayor, Janice Daniels, opposed it. She was ousted in a recall partly because of this earlier this month. The new acting mayor is all for this. It would be a nice sort of intermodal thing where people could transition from cars to buses or trains. But the Senate's approval of the Regional Transit Authority is a very big deal. If this is approved by the House, this means we would get those rapid transit buses. It doesn't abolish either SEMCOG, the suburban bus system, or the Detroit bus system. It would just, on top of that, there'd be these rapid transit metro buses that the governor has wanted for about a year and a half, and it would really speed transportation and make it easier for folks to get around. Part of what happened was one very conservative state senator went to Detroit and tried to take a bus, and he waited 45 minutes past its time, and all the people were freezing. They weren't political at all, and it really brought home to him how much this is needed. So people in the Detroit area are crossing their fingers, hoping the House approves it too.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.